It's Monday, the 14th of November. It's day 14 of Napod Pomo. And it could be said that I sound a little bit too enthusiastic for a Monday morning. And you'd be right. I'm up at... I mean, it's currently 6:15 in the morning on Monday. And I do sound just a little bit too awake. I don't know why. Whose idea was it to get to wake up in the morning really early and come down and do these shows? Yeah, mine probably. Anyway, hello, how are you? Hope you're all well. Hope you've had a really good weekend. Sorry that it's Monday. Nothing I could do about it, unfortunately. It's just one of those things that happens. Hope you've got a reasonable week lined up. Would you believe it is the end of the first 2 weeks of Napod Pomo, and we're still going, which is good. Not really a lot to cover off today. It's going to be a fairly short show. I've got a stonking track for you to play, which is going to be great. You're really going to enjoy it. I'm absolutely certain of that. A Glastonbury track, no less. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I said yesterday that it was really good that the kids have got some other kids that live on the street they can play with. Our next-door neighbour has two children there at the moment. And, yeah, my two seem really, really quite happy with them. And I said that most of Saturday the kids were next door. Well, most of yesterday, next door's kids were here. Nah, it's been great. It's been good. Right, okay. I don't have a podcast to promote today. Let me see if I can think of one very quickly to promote. I think I shall. Today, I would like to promote the Dark Compass podcast with Rowley Cutler. Now, Row has two podcasts. He's got the Dark Compass podcast, which you can find at darkcompass.com. And that is a varied mix of music, normally leaning towards rock, but not necessarily. He also does the Dark Compass metal show, and that, unsurprisingly, leans rather strongly towards metal. Now, I used to listen to the metal show, I'm not quite sure how that came out, on a regular basis, but I found that a lot of the style was a little bit too similar, a bit too samey for me. But that's just me. If you enjoy metal music as a primary genre, then you may appreciate this. Now, you can get both of these shows by going to darkcompass.com. And... yeah, it really is good. Ro's great. He's good fun. Does a bit of music, bit of chat, bit of music, a little bit of news in the middle. But it is primarily a music podcast. And if you like good music, you like good varied music, then the Dark Compass podcast is definitely for you. As I said, darkcompass.com. Links will be in the show notes, as always, at thebugcast.org. Excuse me. Right. Okay, today's track, as I said, it's a Glastonbury track. Now, I've played this band for the first time on the podcast episode 138, which was on the... I don't have my notes open. How bad is that? Which was on the 10th of December last year. So, almost immediately after the last Napod Pomo series finished. Now, what is different about this particular band is I found out about these from somebody at work. And it turned out that one of the musicians works with me in the same company, in the same building, in the same floor. In fact, he sits behind me, directly behind me. Chris, the bass player of this band, I work with him, and I'm actually working with him on some projects at the moment. And this band also made an appearance at Glastonbury this year on the BBC introducing stage. The name is Spotlight Kid, You can find them at spotlightkidsound.co.uk, and they are a shoegaze rock band, and yeah, they're very good, very good indeed. I don't think there's anything much more I can say other than to actually play the track, because then you'll get a good idea of what it sounds like. So I'm going to quit the waffling. I'm going to go and have a shave and a cup of tea and get myself ready for work. So I shall leave you with Spotlight Kid and their track, All Is Real. Have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.